She wants to take a trip with him, and Doc says, too soon. It's an interview with Doc, taken directly from the Dating Women radio show starring Doc Love, the man that interviewed thousands of women, asking them why they chose one man versus another. What Doc learned from women is taught to you on this podcast weekly, which was named as a top 30 dating podcast by FeedSpot in 2024.
Welcome to the Dating Women Podcast, featuring the timeless coaching of Doc Love, the author of The System, better known as The Dating Dictionary, the book that has positively changed the lives of thousands around the world. Find out more at DocLove.com and enjoy your free podcast. A new fresh show is delivered to you every Saturday. Now, here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Doc warns the guy that he can always delay the trip without doing himself any harm in the relationship, but if he takes her too early, then it could mess him up. Doc's coaching was to wait until she was your girlfriend of at least 6 months before taking a trip. If you want to know more about that, visit doclove.com/no trip and read his article free. We also have bonus audio for you where Doc talks about blind dates and why he was against group dates. Plus, don't forget about getting a free 7-day dating course at doclove.com/course and other free content at doclove.com. But also consider getting the book that's changed thousands of lives around the world at doclove.com/system. All right, let's get to your podcast.
Other questions come through here. I have gone on 5 dates with a girl, and she has 90 plus interest level in me. She's asked me repeatedly if I will go away for 3 nights with her to a little vacation spot about 4 to 5 hours from my home in a couple of weeks. Is that too soon?
By then,
it'll be right around 2 months, but maybe only 6 or 7 dates
too soon.
In. She's already asked for weekends, though. But this trip would be Monday through Thursday.
No, it's okay for give her the weekends, but no, it's a little too soon yet.
Okay.
That's what you tell her, just a little too soon. Again, she's going to, even if you're dying to go, she's going to be shocked. She'll go later with you. What's the rush? Guys
patience.
Think short term and they want to rush. The key to women is patience. You got to go in slowly. Say, oh, that sounds like a good deal, but I'll tell you what, let's do it like maybe a month or two, okay? It's just, you don't like me? I like you. Look, let me ask you a question. Can we go out Saturday? I'll pick you up at 7 for dinner. She says, yeah. I said, does that mean I like you? Yeah. So apologize for asking that question then. Play with it. Play with it,
play
you
with
guys.
It.
You can't get tense during this interview. I'm telling you, you get tense during the hard interview, you're going to lose it. You got to be Jim Carrey. Come out, ha, ha, ha. No big deal.
One more email, then we'll get into some other callers, Doc. A girl in my office is trying to set me up with a girl from her girlfriend's office. So basically, she has a friend whose assistant is cute. Anyway, she is saying that we'll all meet for coffee, i.e. 4 of us, and chat and get to know each other. How do I stand out in the group? And if I'm interested, should I go for the home phone number in front of our friends?
I want to see a picture first.
Okay.
I want to see a picture. You got to pass a physical attraction test. Do you happen to have a picture of her? Then you look at her and you say, no, thank you. She's not my type.
What if she is his type?
Then you say, yeah, let's get together. But
okay, how,
but
how
but I want to I want to just I want I don't want any group dates. I don't want any group coffees. I'll meet her at Starbucks.
Okay,
give me your email address and I'll email her.
Okay, then so you email, would handle it from there.
Then you email it back and forth. You meet her at Starbucks. You go for. I don't want any group dates. You can't be talking to 3 people. I'm trying to sell the girl 1, and girl 2 and 3 are here, and all they're doing are blockers. They're going to slow me down. It's like fighting. Yeah. I can't fight 3 guys. I can fight 1 guy, but I can't fight 3 guys, and that's what this is all about. You've got to be able to, you know, don't bite off more than you can chew. But unbeknownst to most guys, sure, I'd be happy to. There'll be 3 of us there. It'll take the pressure off because there's 2 of her friends there. I want the pressure on her. Why do you want to take the pressure off of her? Now the pressure's on you because it's 3-1.
Yeah.
Think, guys, think.
Hey, did you know we do regular video updates at doclove.com/YouTube for free? Check that out for more content from Doc between podcasts. Next week, DWP 439 will feature handling major holidays if she's not your girlfriend. And don't forget about your free 7-day dating course at doclove.com/course and other great free stuff at doclove.com. Plus, consider The System at doclove.com/system. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Dating Women Podcast. Thanks so much for checking out this episode. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Catch us every week on Saturday for a new episode. Until next time, this has been the Dating Women Podcast.